You're listening to The National Conversation with All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm back with Dr. Ashish Jai. He's still with us, and we thank him for that. Here's our next question. This is Renee in Southeast Michigan.
I live in a COVID-19 hotspot. I'm over age 60, and I'm staying home for the most part. However, I need to get groceries. I need to go to a drugstore to pick up prescriptions. Despite using a mask, gloves, and practicing social distancing during those rare visits, I am starting to believe that it's only a matter of time before I get sick, and once sick, will die. Is there any new data on how many seniors get sick, how many recover, and how many die?
Dr. Zhao, what do you think? I mean, Renee's clearly worried. I'm sure she's not the only one. What do we know about this age group?
Yeah, so I totally understand Renee's anxiety, and obviously we do know that older people are at higher risk. If you take the, and again, she didn't disclose her age, but what we know, if you look at the 60 to 69 year age group, for instance, mortality is somewhere between 2% and 4%. So much higher than it is for other people, but it still says most people who get infected in that age group will recover and get better. So Renee, it sounds like you're doing all the right things. Wash your hands after you get home. Keep hand sanitizer if you can. And let's hope that you don't get infected. But if you do, chances are you're going to recover and get better.
Well, that's encouraging. Our next caller, Lucio in Colma, California, asks about water transmission.
I was wondering, can COVID-19 survive in the water supply?
So, Lucio, great question. What I would say is that we have no evidence that water is a source of spread of the infection. And again, as I mentioned earlier, kind of drinking it or eating it is not going to end up being a major source of infection either. And we haven't seen COVID-19 surviving in the water supply in any way that puts us at risk. So I'm not worried about that as a source of transmission.
Okay. Here's another question from, I think it's about whether the amount of virus that somebody is exposed to affects the severity of the illness. Here it is.
Hi, this is Laszlo Fulop from New Orleans. Is it possible that the amount of viral load matters in how sick one gets? Huge viral loads can kill doctors and nurses, but very small viral load then may help prepare a person's immune system in fighting the disease.
Dr. Zhao?
Yeah, this is a really excellent question. And the short answer is we don't know for sure. We have seen people, physicians, nurses, get very, very sick and die at rates that we've been surprised by at times. And I think it may be due to a viral load issue. So if you're working around somebody who's very, very sick, is breathing out a lot of virus, and you're exposed to that, there is some reason to believe that that might make you much sicker. Am I sure of that? I'm not. We don't have the evidence yet, but this is something that people are investigating.
Well, Dr. Zhao, thanks so much for joining us once again. We really do appreciate your expertise, and we know how busy you are. So thanks so much for joining us once again to answer these questions. And it's always a pleasure to hear from you.
Thanks so much for having me. I always enjoy being here.
That's Dr. Ashish Jha, who is director of the Harvard Global Health Initiative. Up next, we're going to answer your questions about gardening, outdoors and indoors. We hope you'll stay with us.